Hi, we're here live outside of the upcoming Bernie Sanders rally in Long Island City, Queens. It's raining a little bit, but a lot of people have still showed up. Still willing to stand out here in the rain just for to see this rally that's going to happen in the LaGuardia Community College Performing Arts School momentarily. We're going to go ask some questions to the people in line. And if you have any questions you want to ask commenters, please feel free to shout them out and you know I'll throw them. So the line goes all the way down there and around the corner, and it's been raining all day. Or has it been raining all day? It's been raining for a significant portion of the day. Who should we talk to? Hey, how's it going? We're live streaming right now from Now This News to a couple thousand people. Do you guys interested in talking about Bernie Sanders?
No.
No? All right. That's one now.
Let's go.
You're the bird.
Yes.
Right?
Bird. Hey.
Dr. Ben Cox from
God.
Life.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That's what your phone says? I was about to say, so what's going on?
We're here from Now This. We have a politics page. We do videos on Facebook.
Fantastic, because now this is going on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're glad you're fans. So what keeps you out here in the rain? What about Bernie Sanders makes you so excited you want to stand
out
here?
His burn will make us... It will get rid of the rain. No, I'm a huge supporter. I was at the Bronx rally. I've been following Bernie for quite some time now. And I'm from Sunnyside.
Me too.
The fact that he's in my hood, yeah.
What do you think about Bernie's prospects for New York?
What do you mean, what I think of this process?
For the primary.
Oh, I think it's looking very good. Because despite what people may say, this is actually his hometown. Like, actually.
It's a little stressful.
It's Bernie Sanders. He's got that hill, that schwa, that Brooklyn-y.
You know. So you're not worried? You think he's going to take it?
I'm a little worried, because I'm well aware of how uneducated this country can be at times.
Yeah. The closed primary is a concern.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
The closed primary is a concern.
But we're hopeful because I feel like New Yorkers are so informed and, like, they're rebellious.
And we don't put up with bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I saw Ted Cruz was in the Bronx and they're like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Oh, not, yeah, now you Cuban?
They wouldn't have.
Hi.
But, yeah. Check-in today.
Sure.
So if Bernie loses in New York, it goes bad from there. If Hillary were the nominee, would you still vote for her?
I'm gonna be really honest. As an American of Latino descent, I consider it a little bit of an insult considering her record and her stance on foreign policy. I would sooner write in Bernie's name before I vote for Hillary, and that is some real shit.
Checking in.
Okay. Let's try to get more of a read on the crowd back here. People are starting to file in. We haven't been inside yet, so we're not sure how big the room is, but there's a lot of people here, so I'm thinking it's like a larger auditorium-style room. Would you guys like to talk Now This about Bernie Sanders?
I don't think I would like to. Sorry.
We're from Now This. We're here covering the new rally. Do you guys like to talk a little bit about Bernie?
Oh, I don't think I'm really qualified.
Not qualified?
Thank you.
So there seem to be a lot of people out here who don't want to talk to us, but I think it's more because, you know, they're just here to show their support. They're not necessarily here to be public figures. Sanders, do you want to talk to our audience for a bit?
We're up for
Bernie. Just a second.
Came all the way down from Vermont just to be here.
You did or he did?
No.
Neither?
No, we're from Vermont.
Oh, cool.
We live here.
Awesome. So, like, you guys are excited about Bernie to be stuck out in the rain for how many hours is it so far?
4 hours.
Less than an hour. You guys are exaggerating. We're here like 45 minutes. We're not feeling the burn yet.
Are you guys New York voters?
Yes, I'm registered.
Hey, how's it going? We're here from Now This. Do you guys want to take a minute to talk about Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. So obviously it's raining. You guys have been out here for, like, I've heard, like, about an hour out here in the rain. So what inspires you enough about Bernie that you're willing to come and stand out here for this?
Well, for me, it's the consistent message. I like the fact that he wants to be like the rest of the world with having healthcare as a right for all of us citizens. Definitely get the rich people in oligarchy, the rich people in politics. So those are some of my top reasons why I support.
I can agree with all of that. I also think, too, that he just doesn't get enough coverage, and the more support you can put to him, the more likely people are going to have to cover him and have to pay attention to what he's talking about and not what other people want to talk about.
Cool. So, and do you think people coming out to this, will press come out to this, and more people will be able to hear the message that may not be able to?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the more attention, the better. There's a lot of negative stuff being said right now, but this is where the positive stuff is being said and what people can gravitate to.
Is this your first rally?
This is the first rally I could make, yeah. Cool. Now, work usually gets in the way, but...
That's really exciting.
Yeah,
are you guys New York voters?
Yeah.
Are you worried about his prospects in New York, or are you guys pretty confident?
Again, I think that's why we're here.
The funny thing, we were just talking about the closed primary issue. Mentioning that they should have the primaries so that independent voters should have a chance to have their voice as well.
Yeah, in Wisconsin they had the same day registration. They should at least have something like that. They're just suppressing people for voicing what they want to say, whether it's any other candidate or Bernie Sanders, but it's important.
And you think the lack of independent votes is gonna hurt his chances?
Well, we're hoping not, and especially not here in New York. We think this is a pivotal state, so we're hoping not. And and just to show you about this message, we have people right here behind us who are from France who came to visit and feel the burn too.
And I'll say, as far as independent, I was a registered independent most of my life. And only now did I switch to Democrats specifically for this campaign. So
that's really exciting. So if Hillary was the nominee, would you vote her? I know it's a hard question, but...
That's the hardest question.
I don't know. It's like, do you hold your nose and do it? Yeah.
I don't know if I could vote for Hillary Clinton. Like, there's a lot of stuff she said and done that I am really, not okay with.
And she keeps on. What would you say to critics who say that sitting on the election being an action out of a place of privilege against people who might not be able to survive
Republican, a Trump or Cruz president? I've read articles and heard similar sentiment, and I think that's true, and obviously that decision can't be made until you're actually in a situation and can do it. I think ultimately you have to be able to live with yourself with whatever you voted for, and just as many people could get hurt if she becomes president as could not. So I think about that way too.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. So you guys are from France?
Yes.
And you came to the Bernie rally today? What brings you out today?
Sorry, but I don't speak English very well.
Okay.
No, that's okay. Yes, we are in France, some socialists, and there is really a lot of hope for America and for the world. I support François Hollande before, but I am disappointed today. And Bernie Sanders is more political, more strong against financial money. very important for us to be here.
How do a lot of people in France feel about the American current American presidential election?
Very interested. Surprised. The speech of Bernie Sanders is not very usual. It's less political, less socialist.
We are afraid by the natural. We want to bury.
Yes. They are very, very scared. So, let's go. We have trust in you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Hey guys, how's it going? We're with Now This. Do you guys want to take a minute to talk about Bernie Sanders? Awesome. So obviously it's raining. You guys have been waiting out here like in the cold, wet rain. Like, what excites you enough about Bernie that you're willing to come out here and do that?
Bernie himself, just the fact that, I mean, it's like we're witnessing history. We're something you can tell your kids in 10 years. Like, I saw Bernie Sanders speak, you know, the president of Bernie Sanders. I saw him speak at one of his rallies. I mean, we're from Rutgers. We came all the way here from Rutgers University. And it's worth it, I guess. It's worth the trip. I didn't know it was going to be raining today, but it's definitely worth it. It doesn't really matter that it's freezing cold right now. Even in the middle of April, it's, you know, it's worth it. I'm willing to stand out here and wait and speak to, I mean, not speak, to see him speak, and to be a part of that, to feel the fucking burn, you know? Finally. I've been waiting to see him live for so long. He's finally in my area.
So are you guys Jersey residents?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Chris Christie endorsing Donald Trump?
I mean, I hate...
We don't really like Chris Christie.
I despise him with all of my heart. I mean,
there was a big push for him to resign after endorsing Donald Trump, first because he was spending all of his time outside of state, and now because he's supporting Donald Trump. Do you guys agree with that? He should resign?
100%. We think he should resign, yeah. But not even, like, that's one reason.
Yeah, I think he should have resigned before this, but this just adds to the list of things that he's done just horribly wrong. Running as governor of New Jersey. I'm waiting. I cannot wait until he's out. And just one more thing that New Jersey residents can look and say, this is why we hate, this is why we just like Chris Christie. Because a lot of people in Jersey, I think, do not like Donald Trump, and when they see that Chris Christie endorses Donald Trump, they think you're making us look bad, basically. So that's how I kind of feel with it.
How do people feel about Bernie and Rutgers?
Oh, they love Bernie.
It's just because general college.
We actually have like a petition out right now trying to get Bernie Sanders to come to Rutgers University.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's the biggest university in New Jersey. Jersey has a pretty good number of delegates. I think it's great to come out to Rutgers to speak. A lot of places in Marcus Mims, there's a lot of big open spaces and big auditoriums where you can find out the way to get it. And it's a public university that will benefit from history college plans, so I think it would be great if you could come.
The Jersey primary is really long off during usual election years, but this year it could actually mean something. What does that mean to you guys?
It definitely makes it more exciting that we're going to be... This is our first time voting. I mean, I'm 19.
Oh, cool.
So it definitely makes it feel like our vote matters and that our first time voting is going to be one of the most important elections of our lifetime, maybe. So I think it makes it a lot more meaningful, it makes it a lot more exciting. So
I feel like this election compared to the last election, like this one is like they're really going to specifics about each state, and you see the candidates really going to each specific state and spending time there and having multiple rallies there. Whereas 4 years ago, I don't think it was like that at all. I think they specifically went to a couple states because like now every delegate matters a lot more than it did 4 years ago. So I just feel like it's a lot more democratic this time. And each state is really getting set.
What's your biggest concern about what could happen with the rest of the election?
The rest of the election?
With the rest of the primaries.
Like something bad happening in terms of like something bad.
I think it would be bad if Bernie didn't win.
Yeah.
That would be pretty bad.
I guess just Bernie maybe having a bad interview or them taking something says out of context. But I'm sure he can overcome any of that because he's been doing it all this time. I guess it would be really interesting if something actually does come out of the email thing with Billy Plan and the FBI investigation. If something was to come out of that, that would be very interesting because I'm not really sure if anything will come out of it. But it could change a lot of things.
And also, if anything happens with the Panama Papers, maybe if they release more stuff or anything about American involvement comes out,
that could change the course.
And if something happens and Hillary's the nominee, are you guys still going to vote for her?
I don't think so.
I'll probably write in during the
You guys aren't concerned about like a Trump or a Cruz winning because of that?
Cruz would be horrible. I would prefer Trump to Cruz. Hillary and Trump are, to me, just as bad. If not, Hillary may be a little worse, honestly. Just because she's known to be a liar. And I think that's horrible for a politician. I think voting for a liar...
I mean, I don't want to vote for someone who's corrupt.
Yeah, I think they're both kind of just... opposite sides of the same coin. It's kind of like it would just come down to who's worse. When as right now, it's like we have a candidate who's great, and one who's candidates who are obviously not great.
Yeah.
As if it came down to Hillary versus Trump, it would be like choosing the worst option. I mean, the least worst option, which kind of is how a lot of Americans feel like they're doing in general when they go to vote. They feel like neither one of the candidates are good. They're just voting for the one who's least bad option.
I kind of don't want to settle this election. I just want to hear from Bernie Sanders.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
You got anything else? Enjoy the rally, guys.
Thanks,
I could tell they were definitely Bernie supporters because they're sharing an umbrella for Democratic Socialist on the front. Let's go find a few more people to talk. Sorry, Ian. It's actually the end of the line here. It looks like most people already got in. Let's go talk to the people at the very end of the line. The last people are going to get in. Hey, how's it going? We're here from Nowvis. So I wonder if you guys want to talk a little bit about how you feel about Bernie Sanders? No. Hey guys, how's it going? We're with Nowvis. Wondering if you guys want to talk a little bit about how you feel about Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders.
Opens you on the way?
Yeah. To see our future president, actually. Yeah.
I definitely voted for him. I strongly believe that if someone works 40 hours a week, they shouldn't have to struggle with basic rent or regular bills or even health care or pretty much anything. So I'm out here to support.
Are you a New York voter?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Bernie's chances in New York? Are you going to take it?
He's okay.
How your neighbors, people in your neighborhood, your family, who are people supporting you? Most of you?
Mostly, almost all Bernie Sanders. Almost all. Actually, all Bernie Sanders now I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Pretty much everybody.
Cool. Yeah, I think almost anyone. Thanks, man. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
We're with Nowvis. You want to talk about Bernie Sanders for a minute?
I'm a little camera shy.
You're a little camera shy?
Okay.
You can start heading back to the front of the line, or... it looks like actually a lot of people are starting to head into the rally. We are going to see if we can get in as well. We're not sure, but... It looks like there's a really great turnout. A lot of people went in. They're climbing all the way around that corner. We're going to go try to get out of the rain. But thanks for watching. This has been Livestream with Nowvis Elections.